This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So when will you be able to get a COVID-19 shot? It looks like it'll be sooner than expected. And if you're a teacher, President Biden wants you to move closer to the front of the line. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The president says 30 states already have prioritized educators for vaccinations. He wants all states to do that.
We want every educator, school staff member, child care worker to receive at least one shot by the end of the month of March.
Biden expects the U.S. to have enough coronavirus vaccine for all adults by the end of May, 2 months earlier than expected. He says drug maker Merck will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine. But health officials say the effort to inoculate Americans could extend well into the summer, depending on the government's ability to deliver the doses and people's willingness to get the shots. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Health experts are worried, though, about the states that are now easing COVID restrictions. Texas is lifting its mask mandate and other restrictions. Michigan, Mississippi, and Louisiana are easing some restrictions on businesses, restaurants, as is the city of San Francisco. There are U.S. troops at a military base in Iraq that was hit by a rocket attack this morning. We don't yet know if there were any casualties. The rocket struck Ain al-Assad Air Base in Anbar Province. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The coalition and the Iraqi military say at least 10 rockets have targeted a military facility in western Iraq that hosts U.S.-led troops. It's not immediately known if there are any casualties, but the Iraqi office has released a statement saying the attack did not cause significant losses and that security forces had found the launch pad used for the missiles.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. This is AP News. Dolly Parton has gotten her COVID-19 shot, the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
With the tweak of a lyric.
Vaccine, I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate.
And soon after the poke of a needle.
That didn't hurt, just stung a little bit.
Superstar Dolly Parton has given a big hand, or arm if you will, to the push to get Americans vaccinated against COVID-19. Parton not only got the shot, she posted her encounter with the needle to her Instagram feed. Earlier, Parton had donated $1 million for vaccine research, and while she's 75, she held off getting the vaccine herself, so it didn't look like she was jumping the line. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Target will plow $4 billion into its businesses, redoing stores, adding new ones, and speeding up delivery to customers. It's trying to keep up with increasingly demanding shoppers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.